بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أما بعد, in the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful, may Allah salallahu alayhi wa sallam be upon the noble prophet and the believers of his family and the noble companions and those who follow on their path until the day of resurrection. We resume the explanation of Surah Al-Baqarah, chapter 2, verse 102. قال الله عز وجل واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان. They followed what the shayateen, the devils, gave out falsely of the magic in the lifetime of Sulaiman. واتبعوا, they refers to the Jews. They still addressing the issue of the Jews. Followed what the shayateen gave out in the lifetime of Sulaiman alayhi salam. So a party of the Jews, of the children of Israel, followed what the shayateen, what the devils gave out falsely of the magic in the life of Sulaiman. These shayateen used to give out and try to influence the people's hearts with magic and sorcery and from various types of kufr in the lifetime of Sulaiman. Sulaiman, during his reign, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave Sulaiman a kingdom such as shall not belong to any other one other than him, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to his dua, to his invocation, in Surah Sad, chapter 38, verse 38. قال رب اغفر لي وهب لي ملكا لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي إنك أنت الوهاب. My Lord, he invoked Allah, in Sad, Surah Sad, verse 35. He said, قال رب اغفر لي, O my Lord, forgive me. وهب لي ملكا, and bestow upon me a kingdom. لا ينبغي لأحد من بعدي, such as shall not belong to any other after me. Verily you are the bestower, إنك أنت الوهاب. So Allah gave him the kingdom, and also فَسَخَّرْنَا, in the next verse, Allah subjected the wind to Sulaiman. فَسَخَّرْنَا لَهُ الرِّيحَ تَجْرِي بِأَمْرِهِ رُخَاءً حَيْثُ أَصَاب. So we subjected to him the wind. It blew gently to his order, whithersoever he willed. Not only that, والشياطين كل بناء وغواص, and also the shayateen, the devils from the jinn, including every kind of builder and diver of them, and also others, not only that, and also others bound in fetters. Allah said at the end of these verses, هذا عطاؤنا فمن أو أمسك بغير حساب. This is our gift, so spend you or withhold. No account will be asked. No account will be asked. So Allah gave him prophethood and kingdom and a prophet with a kingdom which no one else got. So he was a prophet and a messenger and a king. The other prophets and messengers were prophets and messengers, but he was also a king. And the Jews, however, Sulaiman is considered to them as only a king. And there is no doubt that he is a king, but not only a king, but a prophet and a messenger. And he, Sulaiman, Solomon, came after Musa, long time after Musa, alayhi salam. May Allah salam and salam be upon both of them. Because we know that he came after Musa from the saying of Allah in the same chapter we are discussing, which is Surah Al-Baqarah 2:246. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى Until Allah said وَقَتَلَ دَاوُودُ جَالُوتُ. These long verses until 251. We go over them inshallah quickly now. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الْمَلَئِ مِنْ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مُوسَى Have you not thought about the group of the children of Israel after the time of Musa, when they said to a prophet of theirs, appoint for us a king and we will fight in Allah's way? He said, قَالَ هَلْ عَسَيْتُمْ إِن كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْقِتَالُ أَلَّا تُقَاتِلُوا. He said, would you then refrain from fighting if fighting was prescribed for you? قَالُوا وَمَا لَا نُقَاتِلُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَقَدْ أُخْرِجْنَا مِنْ دِيَارِنَا وَأَبْنَائِنَا. They said, why shouldn't we fight in Allah's way while we have been driven out of our homes and our children? But when fighting was ordered for them, they turned away all except a few of them, and Allah is all aware of the zalimeen, the polytheists and the wrongdoers. And their prophet, Samuel, said to them, indeed Allah has appointed Talut Saul as a king over you. They said, how can be a king over us when we are better fitted than him for the kingdom, and he has not been given enough wealth? He said, verily Allah has chosen him above you and has increased him abundantly in knowledge and stature, and Allah grants his kingdom to whom he wills, and Allah is the sufficient for his creatures' needs, the all-knower. To the end of the verses. So all of this to the verse where Dawood is mentioned. And this will be 251. So they rooted them by Allah's leave. And David killed Goliath. Okay. And Sulaiman is the son of Dawood. Sulaiman, Solomon is the son of Dawood. He is the same son of Dawood, Solomon. So Sulaiman came, alaykum as-salam. From these long verses in Surah Al-Baqarah, if you follow them carefully, you'll find out that number one, that Solomon was after Musa alayhi salam, and Sulaiman is the son of Dawood alayhi salam. So let's have now the continuity of the verses after this statement. واتبعوا ما تتلو الشياطين على ملك سليمان وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا وما كفر سليمان ولكن الشياطين كفروا يعلمون الناس السحر. They followed what the devils gave out falsely of the magic in the lifetime of Sulaiman, of Solomon. Sulaiman did not disbelieve, but the shayateen, the devils, disbelieved, teaching men magic and such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels Harut and Marut. So Allah makes it clear here, number one, that Sulaiman did not believe, did not disbelieve. And he did not teach the devils the magic. Consequently, he would be a kafir, a disbeliever. Rather, he, alayhi salatu wasalam, was a prophet and a messenger, infallible concerning the committing of kufr, of disbelief. That's why Allah said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ. Solomon did not disbelieve, but the shayateen, the devils, disbelieved. And from their disbelief is teaching people magic. And what is the magic? What is magic? Linguistically, magic or sorcery means everything whose cause is hidden and delicate. And from that, listen to this carefully please, and from that is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, inna min al-bayani la sihra. Some eloquence in speech can be so beautiful that it constitutes sorcery. Superflously and eloquently can be said, attracting people's attention. You find people so much cling to this eloquent way of expressing things, and only, not only that, but affected by it. So it causes quote unquote magic to the people. But it is not the type of magic which is mentioned to be blameworthy. What is the blameworthy magic is the tying of knots, K-N-O-T-S, the tying of knots and blowing over them by the sorcerer or the magician, leading to effects in the body of the person upon whom magic is being conducted, and on his mental capacity. And in effect, it has several types. Some of it can kill, some of it can cause illness, some of it can lead to a kind of intoxication, almost making the person numb. Some of it may even affect the perception and senses of the person, such that he may hear something non-existing, or seeing a still object moving, or a moving object still, and from it still more types, the kind of with a kind which instigates love and inclination and affection towards a certain person, very intense type, and the other which may entail hatred and enmity. From this we know that sorcery or magic is of different types, and the people of magic know this very well. The people of magic, dealing with magic, know what we are talking about very well. Concerning these devils, now in the verse, Allah asserted that they disbelieved, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا. And from their kufr, from their disbelief, is that they teach people magic. They teach people magic. through magic tricks and calling people to seek them, seeking the devils for assistance in order to cause hurt to the people. Then Allah said in the same verse, if we can take the same statement back again, Sister Ahmed, Jazakumullah khair. يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ, they teach people magic. Okay, Sulaiman did not disbelieve, but the shayateen disbelieved, the devils disbelieved, teaching men magic. And such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels, Harut and Marut. Meaning that which was sent down upon the two angels in Babel, in Iraq, Babylon, an ancient city. And the two angels were magic, were Harut and Marut. And they were from two angels. Yes. Two angels whom Allah sent down to earth. And what is sent upon these two angels is something from the types of magic. Why? In order to test people and try them. Teaching people magic by the command of Allah as a trial and test. Yes, to test people and try them, and this is a command from Allah, and you will inshallah be patient till we explain further in the benefits as well. However, you see from the type of the test, look at the following verse now. وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ حَتَّى يَقُولَا إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. But they, look at this verse, this statement now, but they could not thus, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. But neither of these two angels taught anyone each such things till they had said, we are only for trial. We are only for trial. Okay? We are only for trial. So disbelieve not by learning this magic from us. So, these two angels, they teach not anyone such things till they say, we are only for trial, we are for fitness, so be careful. Why is this? To test people. Who amongst them wants magic and who amongst them will not seek it? So don't disbelieve by learning magic from us. But now, people, the next part of the statement now. فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ, and from these angels, people now, فَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مِنْهُمَا, learn from them, that by which they cause separation between man and his wife, and this is a form of magic. But they could not thus harm anyone except by Allah's leave. So those who learn the magic cannot cause any harm to anyone except by Allah's leave. And this leave is this leave pertaining to the universal or the legal one? Is it related to Allah's will? Is it of the universal type or of the legal type? Yes. It means the will. It's pertaining to the will of Allah, and therefore it is of the universal type. And it's inevitable to take place if Allah wills it. Okay, we continue now. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. So anyway, here, and from these angels people learn that by which they cause separation between man and his wife. This is, in the world of magic, is known to be the magic of عطف and صرف. The magic of عطف and صرف, the magic of inclination towards strong affection or alienation. And this is a very, very evil type of magic. And it is of the most intense and great in its effect, because it may lead to the separation of between a man and his wife. And we know that the relation between the man and his wife is from the strong relationships, as Allah described it in the Quran in Surah Ar-Rum 30:21. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. Okay. And among his signs is this, that he created for you wives from among yourselves, that you may find repose in them, and he has put between you an affection and mercy. Verily in that are indeed signs for a people who reflect. Again, is this a universal sign or a legal sign? Contemplate the verse. And among his signs is his that he created for you. Is this a universal sign or a legal sign? Of which type is this? Universal. Excellent. Because it is linked to the creation. It is linked in to creation. Exactly. MashaAllah. Tayyib. So these two angels, Harut and Marut, teach people magic as a test and a trial. But they warn, we are only for trial, then don't disbelieve. However, some people insist to learn, and this is from the trial of Allah to mankind, to his slaves. So they learn from them that which will set discord and separation between man and his wife. And if Allah willed, this magic would not have an effect. That's why Allah said, وَمَا هُمْ بِضَارِينَ بِهِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And they could not thus harm anyone except by Allah's leave. And in this there is a very important lesson, that people, when they are subjected to trial, they should seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because nothing will take place except by Allah's leave, as will be discussed in the points of benefit. We continue now. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ. And they learn that which harms them and profits them not. وَيَتَعَلَّمُونَ مَا يَضُرُّهُمْ وَلَا يَنْفَعُهُمْ. وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَقٍ. And they learn that which harms them and profits them not. Because it, in reality, it's a loss, as will be discussed later. And indeed, they knew that the buyers of it, of magic, would have no share in the hereafter. And how bad indeed was that for which they sold their own selves, if they but knew. So they learn from the magic that which is, which harms them in their life, in their worldly life, in matters of this life and in matters of their religion, and profits them not. And if there would be any benefit in this life, then its harm is far more greater. And that's why Allah said, and indeed they knew that the buyers of it, this refers to whom? They knew. They refers to whom? No, incorrect. The buyers of magic, the buyers, who are the buyers? Who are the buyers? Those who insisted on learning the magic from the people. Yes, exactly. That they would not have no share in the hereafter from that which they bought from magic. Why? Because they bought disbelief. And the disbeliever shall have no share in the hereafter. Rather, he will enjoy this life as cattle do. And the abode will be the fire of hell if they die on kufr, on disbelief. And that's why Allah said, and how bad, وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ, and how bad indeed was that for which they sold their own selves if they but knew. And in this there is a scolding at this knowledge which they learned, and that it deserves to be blameworthy. How bad is that which they sold themselves for, the magic which they learned. لو كانوا يعلمون, if they knew. So if they knew, if they but knew, this is a scolding at them, because they acted ignorantly. They followed ignorance in their action, not knowledge. So this is a call for their ignorance when Allah said, if they but knew. The benefits of this verse. Number one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala submitted or subjected the shayateen, the devils, to Sulaiman and took them as tests and trials for mankind and from the benefits. Sulaiman did not disbelieve because of the disbelief of those shayateen, those devils, who learned the magic and started giving it up to people. Because the prophets are infallible concerning committing shirk and or disbelief. And from the benefits is that the Jews took magic from the shayateen. The Jews took magic from the shayateen. Because Allah said here, وَاتَّبَعُوا مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ, they, the Jews, followed what the devils gave out of false magic. And also this is indicated by the fact that one of them, one of the Jews, by the name of Labid ibn al-A'sam, inflicted magic upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Jew, Labid ibn al-A'sam, a Jew himself. And from the benefits is that magic is from the actions of shayateen. Because Allah said, مَا تَتْلُوا الشَّيَاطِينَ, what they give out falsely of magic. And from the benefits is that the shayateen, they used to give up this magic during the reign of Sulaiman despite of his authority upon them. And that Sulaiman, however, does not attest to their actions. Because Allah said, وَمَا كَفَرَ سُلَيْمَانَ, and Sulaiman did not commit kufr, disbelief. And from the benefits, teaching magic to people is an act of kufr, of disbelief. Because Allah said, وَلَكِنَّ الشَّيَاطِينَ كَفَرُوا يُعَلِّمُونَ النَّاسَ السِّحْرِ. But the shayateen disbelieved, teaching people magic. And magic is of two major types concerning its legal aspect. Number one, the magic of the devils, meaning people seeking the devils for help in magic and learning magic. This is no doubt kufr. This is no doubt kufr, disbelief. The other type is magic through working things with drugs, papers, certain plants, leaves, not connected, however, to the devils. Then the ruling concerning this is that there is a difference of opinion amongst the scholars concerning the person who does this second type. And our Shaykh rahimahullah mentioned that this may not reach the level of kufr, of major kufr, that can take the person out of Islam, but it is very much prohibited and forbidden because of the harm it causes and in effects upon others. And if sorcery is affirmed upon someone that he practices the sorcery of the first type, then legally he is to be executed as a kafir and apostate. And as to the person who commits the other type, the second type, then the ruling on his killing refers to apostate. Concerning the ruling as to whether the person committing the second type to be executed, then that goes to the legal foundations of Sharia as entailed by the ruling of the judge, and he may be killed in order to prevent the spread of his evil and harm upon the people. So, but his case therefore has to be referred to the Muslim judge. From the benefits also, truth, this is a very important benefit. The truth is what Allah permits and commands, even though it may itself be false. Listen to this. The truth is what Allah permits and commands, while in essence it may be false. Here we have two angels. Allah sent them to earth. To teach people magic as a trial and test, knowing well that teaching magic is disbelief from the verses. But Allah permitted, look at this, Allah permitted for these two angels to teach magic as a trial and test, and from this we know that something could be in itself disbelief as well as obedience. Something could be at the same time disbelief and could be obedience. Let us give examples. Prostrating to other than Allah is disbelief and shirk. However, if someone prostrates to other than Allah because Allah commanded it, then it becomes worship. Don't you see? Can one give us an example before we give the example on this? Can someone give us an example which we studied in this surah? Prostrating to other than Allah, we know that it is disbelief. Exactly, Adam. Let us have the verse 2:34. MashaAllah. MashaAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yubarik fikuma. Bless you both. وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ إِلَّا إِبْلِيسِ. And remember when we said to the angels, prostrate yourselves before Adam, and they prostrated except Satan. He refused and was proud and was one of the disbelievers. So there was a command to prostrate to other than Allah as a test and trial. So whoever complies is a worshipper, and whoever rejected, he is Satan or the like of Satan. Out of arrogance and pride and haughtiness and disdainfulness, you name it. So, but prostration to other than Allah, where Allah did not command it, is shirk. Let us take another example. Killing a person is from the major sins. Killing a person is from the major sins, and especially if the killed one is from one's relative, from the killer's relatives. Can you tell us of a case where killing of a relative, of a close relative, was an obedience? Can you tell us of a case where killing of a close relative was a command and an obedience? لا. No. Peter, Khidr. No. No, I mean Allah commanded the killing. Allah commands the killing, and in that case it is worship. Okay. Son of Ibrahim. Very clear, mashallah. The command to Ibrahim, to Abraham, to kill his son, the compliance was worship, although it is killing of a close relative. But since it was a command from Allah, and it was a test and a trial, both Ibrahim and his son accepted. Let us see the verse 37. 102: يا أبت افعل ما تؤمر ستجدني إن شاء الله من الصابرين. Of course, but still it's a command. And when his son was old enough to walk with him, look at this, it's very difficult. Now he grew up, he's like a friend now. He said, "Oh my son, I have seen in a dream that I'm slaughtering you, offer you in sacrifice to Allah. So look what you think." He said, "Oh my father, do which you are commanded." Look at this. Do that which you are commanded. Inshallah, if Allah wills, you shall find me from the patient ones. So when both accepted the command of Allah and submitted to the will of Allah and was about to turn his face to slaughter him, what happened? Let's have 104 now, please. 104 of the same verse. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And we called out to him, "O Ibrahim, O Abraham, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا." You have fulfilled the dream. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Thus do we reward the good doers. إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ. Look at this. Verily, that indeed was a manifest trial. Manifest trial. What a trial was it? So Allah tested Ibrahim, commanding him to kill his son until he submitted. And therefore, the sacrifice of his son was worship of Allah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by his clemency and his goodness, relieved him. That's why he said, "You believed the vision." So these two angels, we back go now to the point. Allah sent them, Harut and Marut, teaching people magic by the command of Allah and by the leave of Allah. Therefore, their teaching of magic was, fill the blanks. Therefore, their teaching of magic was worship, exactly. So their teaching of magic was worship. However, this is with respect to them, with respect to the two, it was worship. However, with regard to the one being taught, it is what? Fill the blanks. However, with regard to the one being taught, it is kufr. Allahu Akbar. MashaAllah. Very good, MashaAllah. Naam. And that's why Allah said, وَمَا يُعَلِّمَانِ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. And they don't teach anyone except they say to him, look at this, it's a warning. إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ فِتْنَةٌ. We are a trial and test. فَلَا تَكْفُرْ. So don't disbelieve. So don't take it from us. Because if you do, you will disbelieve. Is the picture now clear, inshallah, to you? And everyone else, of course, but since he exclaimed earlier. Okay, alhamdulillah. And therefore, alhamdulillah, finally, طيب. Now leave the question till the end now, if you don't mind. طيب, طيب, let us take now vivid examples on this in our lives. If someone now goes to a stone, a big stone, and he circulates around this stone as worship, would this be considered worship or shirk? طيب. To the contrary, Allah forbade it. So now, if someone tells you, therefore, you Muslims are committing shirk by circulating the Kaaba, which is a stone, what's your answer? whatever Allah did not order. طيب, excellent. But this is worship, exactly. This is a command. This is a house. Allah commanded it. Now, kissing the black stone. Exactly, Barbara. Kissing the black stone. It's a stone. No benefit, no harm. Umar said, were it not that I saw the Prophet ﷺ kissing it, I wouldn't kiss it. Sunnah. So it's an act of worship. So it's in compliance with the Sharia. Exactly. You're most welcome, Barbarian. Now we continue the points of benefits. Ah, no, kissing graves. Good, good. Excellent, the opposite. You see the point? Inshallah, alhamdulillah. Tayyib. Another thing, another great benefit. Is that Allah? Yes. Well, it depends, Ya Umar. It depends. It depends how he look at that. Because it could be shirk, and it could be lesser, depending on what kind of a creed he thinks of the occupant of the grave. From the benefits. Okay. Thugstar, leave the question to the end, okay? We'll answer that question, but please leave it to the end. From the benefits, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please listen to these benefits. Allah may make easy the ways and means for disobedience as a trial and test for mankind. Okay, thank you, Barbarin. Same to you. Allah may make easy the ways and means for disobedience as a test and trials for mankind. Where is the evidence? The evidence is when Allah said in this verse, and such things that came down at Babylon to the two angels, Harut and Marut. Exactly. They said, we are only for trial, so disbelieve not by learning this magic from us. So be careful, O believer. If means of disobedience were made easy for you, be careful not to indulge in them. And remember the story of the children of Israel when Allah the Most High forbade them to fish on Saturday. Fishing. They were not patient until they made the trick. So they put their nets on Friday, and they took them off on Sunday, and they said, therefore, we didn't fish on Saturday. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them severely. Listen to this verse. كُونُوا قِرَدَةً خَاسِئِينَ. We came to this verse, we discussed it before. And indeed you knew those among you who transgressed in the matter of the Sabbath. We said to them, be you monkeys, despised and rejected. And Allah turned them into monkeys. and also remember the story of the companions of the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. When Allah tested them, there is nothing special, Shadow. If you can wait, we can discuss. When Allah tested them and prohibited for them the game to go for hunting while they were in a state of ihram for their pilgrimage and for Umrah, and they saw the hunt and they saw the game, but they didn't go for it because they were forbidden while in a state of ihram to perform pilgrimage. Why? This is to tell you of the wisdom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He may make easy the means and ways for disobedience in order to test those who are patient from those who are impatient. And from the benefits, that it is incumbent upon the person, the believer, to give advice to people, even if that may turn them off or turn them away. Because in the verse here, it was clear that they advised the Harut and Marut, the two angels. They said, "We are only a trial. So don't disbelieve, don't take from us. We are only for trial. So disbelieve, not by learning this magic from us." So the person must give advice, even if that would mean people turning away. So if you are selling also a bad commodity and someone wants to buy it from you, you must warn him of its nature and from the benefits. Is that from the great types of sihr, of sorcery or magic, is causing separation between a man and his wife. And this type of magic is known as the magic of inclination and alienation. The magic of inclination and alienation. Such that if a person is affected by this, he will be inclined towards a person, just like the sheep will be following the shepherd who calls upon it. And from the type of, as well, the opposite is another case of it, where magic is put so that it sets discord or sows discord between him and his wife, the one he loves. We'll tell you, Canadian, hold on, inshallah. And this is from the most beloved things to the devil, Iblis, Shaitan. Listen to the following hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يقول النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث الذي رواه مسلم, in the hadith narrated by Muslim, إن إبليس يضع عرشه على الماء. The devil, Iblis, places his throne on water. ثم يبعث سراياه. Then he sends his detachments from the shayateen. فأدناهم منه منزلة, أعظمهم فتنة. The nearer to him is, or the nearer to him in rank are those who are most notorious. In creating fitna, dissension. يجيء أحدهم فيقول فعلت كذا وكذا. One of them comes and says, I did so and so. And he, the devil, Iblis, will tell him, ما صنعت شيئا. You have done nothing. Then another from the devils comes, from the shayateen, and says, I did not spare so and so until I sowed the seed of discourse between a husband and his wife. The Satan, Shaytan, يدنيه منه. Goes nearer to him and says, نعم أنت. You have done well. You are the one. You are the best. And also there is another in contrast, which is the binding magic. The binding magic between a person and his wife, and to the degree that, and we seek refuge in Allah from this, the person may be afflicted with so much clinging to his wife that he cannot live even a moment except that she should be in front of his face. And some people perish because of this. Really, perish because of this. It destroys him. From the benefits, and here is the beginning to the answer for your question, Canadian, is that the effects of magic can only take place if Allah permits it. And accordingly, the following benefit. Whenever a person resorts to Allah and turns to Him, seeking refuge in Him, seeking help in Him from the affliction befalling him, then Allah, the one who is able to do all things, is able to relieve him from that. And therefore, the one affected by magic should resort to Allah. Should resort to Allah sincerely and truthfully. Listen to the following verse. In Surah An-Naml 27, 62. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءَ وَيَجْعَلُكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ الْأَرْضِ لَا إِلَهُ مَعَ اللَّهِ قَلِيلًا مَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Is it not he better than your God who responds to the distressed one when he calls him, and who removes the evil and makes you inheritors of the earth generations after generations? Is there any God with him, with Allah? Little is that you remember. And it could be that the sincere turning to Allah of the one affected by magic and his intense calls of Allah during these distressful times much more effective from all the medicines he may take Rather, it could be the most effective medicine. And that's why when the Prophet ﷺ was touched by the magic of Labid ibn al-Asam, the Jew, and it was a great magic, Allah revealed the two chapters, 113 and 114. قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ and قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. And the angel recited them upon the Prophet ﷺ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieved him. I seek refuge with Allah, the Lord of the daybreak, from the evil of what He has created, and from the evil of the darkening night as it comes with its darkness, and from the evil of the witchcrafts when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the witchcrafts when they blow in the knots, and from the evil of the envier when he envies. And from the benefits, and from the benefits that magic is also harmful to the magician himself, to the sorcerer. Even though he thinks that he benefits therefrom or earns something, because whatever earning he is taking is wicked and evil. It only increases him in remoteness from Allah and increases him in loss. And that's why Allah said in this verse, and they learn that which is of no benefit but rather of harm. And from the benefits is that the Jews learned magic while knowing. The Jews learned magic while knowing. Because Allah said, وَلَقَدْ عَلِمُوا, and they knew, لَمَنِ اشْتَرَاهُ مَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. Anyone who buys this magic, then he shall have no share in the hereafter. And from the benefits is affirming the reckoning. And it is related to the type of action. And here, since the kafir did not give Allah the attention. Okay, you too. He deserves in this life, then Allah gave him no share in the hereafter. And from the benefits is holding the Jews blameworthy for that which they chose for themselves. Allah said, وَلَبِئْسَ مَا شَرَوْا بِهِ أَنفُسَهُمْ, and bad is that which they bought for themselves. And from the benefits is that the one who really watches for these matters is the one who has knowledge and benefits from his knowledge. Because Allah said, if they knew but. So, if they knew the beneficial knowledge, they wouldn't have bought this magic which harms them and of no benefit to them. And knowing that whoever buys it has no share in the hereafter. And this brings the end of this verse. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it a benefit for myself and for all of you. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam wa jazallahu khayran shaykhana lima qaddama wa bayyin. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our shaykh for his clarifications and explanations. Walhamdulillah wa sallatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah.